With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Harry Cruz is a man with twin passions, the nuance of the written word and the sweat of the gym.
I am fascinated with athletics and physical prowess because it is the only place that I can get a kind of truth that I can get nowhere else in the world. I can't get it from my government. I can't get it from institutionalized religion. I can't get it even from my best friends half the time.
Harry Cruz admits that physical truth is pretty weak stuff when put against philosophical truth, but at least it's the truth.
If you tell me you got 4.4 speed in a 40, well, we got some watches, bud. We'll go measure 40 yards and see what kind of speed you got. You say you can bench press 500 pounds? We got a prone press bench. We'll load up a bar and we'll see. There's a great player, a football player, Neon Dion, also nicknamed Primetime. That sucker's got 4.2 speed in a 40. You hear about it, but you don't often see a guy that's actually got it. He's got it.
Harry Cruz's recent novel is called Body, the story of a young Georgia woman in training to become a champion bodybuilder. Cruz says most people think bodybuilding is a joke, but
the courage is not a joke. Perseverance and tenacity are not jokes. Deprivation and denial towards some goal is not a joke. And last of all, the ancient Greeks believing that self-competition was the highest form of competition is not a joke.
Harry Cruz's often violent scatological novels are classics of black comedy. His latest is Body, published by Poseidon Press. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Writing fiction is a moral profession practiced by not necessarily moral men and women.
That's novelist Harry Cruz, whose world is one of carnival midways populated by freaks, rednecks in dirt-poor Georgia towns, and steaming gyms stinking with boxers and bodybuilders.
I'm the oldest guy in the gym where I work out. I raced and rode motorcycles for years and have no knees to show it. But I take to the gym what I've got to take to the gym. The same as, you know, it's really rather like writing a novel. I just go to it with what I've got.
And what Harry Cruz has is a lot. His 12th novel, Body, focuses on a young woman bodybuilder and her bizarre hardscrabble family. For Cruz, who is in his mid-50s, the gym is a natural outlet.
I wake up in the morning at 3 o'clock, and by about 4, I've managed to get started writing. And I work from 4 until 9. And then I go to the gym and work off all that nervous energy and the 2 gallons of coffee I've swallowed.
In Body, Harry Cruz knows what he's writing about. He recently trained a young woman bodybuilder.
If she would have been willing to weigh more than 125 pounds, she possibly could have won the world. She won Miss Southeastern United States. When she asked me to train her, she said, "How far do you think I can go in bodybuilding?" I said, "How much pain can you stand? How long can you stand it?"
Harry Cruz's novels have been a well-kept secret, but he shows his stuff in his most recent book, Body, published by Poseidon Press. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. If someone were to accuse novelist Harry Cruz of creating stereotypes of Southern rednecks in his books, his eyes would squint and his face would scrunch.
Just the kind of people I grew up with, bud. I'm off a tenant farm in South Georgia. That's where I grew up. I learned how to drive a car when I was 21. I never lived in a house that had electricity until I went in the Marine Corps at 17. We plowed with mules.
One of the characters in Harry Cruz's recent novel, Body, is a Georgia cracker named Nailhead.
Nailhead is generous to a fault, reticent among strangers, and will sir you to death. But he feels like that a grown man or woman should realize that there are boundaries over which you should not step. You insult his blood, he won't talk to you, he'll kill you.
When Harry Cruz got out of the Marine Corps, he went to the University of Florida on the GI Bill and has been a writer and a teacher ever since. While Cruz forever reminds us of his roots, it is also clear he has pondered the craft of fiction and what it means.
I don't think you can read a really fine piece of fiction without being a different human being after it's over than it was before, than you were before. It changes you. It changes in all kinds of ways that are immeasurable and that cannot be demonstrated.
The teacher in Harry Cruz, whose dark comedy about the world of bodybuilding, Body, was published by Poseidon Press. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The latest novel by Harry Cruz, Body, is hilarious. The tale of a young woman bodybuilder in training. And the book's tragic ending is perfectly in keeping with Cruz's blunt, no-nonsense style. Harry Cruz has an answer to those who have accused him of sensationalism.
Well, I tell you, Bud, to say that to somebody that feels about fiction the way I feel about fiction and what I've given up to write the fiction I've written, to say something like that to somebody such as I am is enough to make me weep. I mean, I don't want to hurt you or hit you or anything like that. I want to almost cry because you have so thoroughly and totally misunderstood me.
Harry Cruz is teaching in his alma mater, the University of Florida at Gainesville.
I keep saying, I'd have been saying for the last 10 years, I was going to quit. Because I don't live with anybody but my dog, Heidi, 13-year-old golden retriever, and she doesn't need much, and I don't need much.
But Harry Cruz says the young people he teaches keep him honest.
You start shucking and jiving and telling lies, they'll run you up a tree.
One of Harry Cruz's best pals is the actor-turned-director, Sean Penn. Cruz recently defended his hot-tempered friend in the magazine Fame.
If he hasn't done something wrong and in bad taste, he's the only human being I've ever met who hasn't.
Harry Cruz, as colorful as the characters in his stories. His latest novel, Body, was published by Poseidon Press. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.